of adjustment, but easy on the curves.
Not a glitch, Dad. Just got dyslexia, okay?
This out on you! This out on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Obscure Disney Podcast.
Brought to you by Olaf Summer Camp. The first summer camp for happy snowmen.
Well, welcome to the podcast. Welcome. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast. I'm Steven.
And I'm Ryan.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass to this podcast by subscribing on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get podcasts from. Simply search for the Obscure Disney Podcast or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
Steve, you've always struck me as an artist.
I am the artisty one that I know. Was that convincing in any way?
It really was.
I think I doodle.
You're definitely the artsy, fartsiest person I know.
There's that. That's true. I literally do the same doodles that I learned in like second grade when you draw the house and it's just like the outline with the window at the top, you know?
Yeah.
And the little car with
it's perfect for a real estate agent. You were trying to illustrate.
And it looks just like clip art. It's great.
How are your lines? You do good straight lines?
With a small house, I can do straight line.
I'm impressed.
That's about it. That is pretty funny, though. I should totally doodle a business card next time.
Just do like a square classy house thing.
That's classy.
Yeah, people would definitely come to you for that. They'd be like, did your kid draw this? You're like, sure did.
Sure did. It was a contest that we did at Disney. We'll tell them that story. That's a better story.
Okay.
That we went to the Art of Animation.
Yeah.
And doodled a house.
I love the Art of Animation building at Disneyland, or California Adventure, technically.
Yeah, DCA.
It's pretty much my favorite building in any Disney park.
In any park anywhere, really? Mm. Wow.
It's usually not overly crowded, which I always found really interesting.
Uh-huh.
It's very calm most of the time.
It used to be.
It's dark.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, overly bright or anything like that. And there's really fun things to do in the building that people either don't know about or don't think about or don't pay attention to.
And it's located near the Hyperion Theater, right? What is that area called? It's like Hollywood Town?
It's the Hollywood Boulevard area, yeah. If you go into the park and take a left, it's right there, right off the main hub area, you know?
Yeah.
And I originally only went in there because they had the Animation Academy in there, which is, in my opinion, one of the best things at a Disney park.
It is a real fun thing to do.
And unfortunately, they don't do it down here in Florida, which is unfortunate.
Now, we've done it down here. We did it down here before. It wasn't as good because you had to hold it on your lap or something, right? No.
Yeah, actually, it was better. It had tables.
Oh, it had tables. That's what we got to do.
But the problem was is that it really limited the number of people that could be in there at one time.
Okay.
So, it's no longer down there. They took it out.
Sad.
Yeah.
What building was it? Where was it down there? I don't even remember.
It was in Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
And it was kind of back off in the right-hand corner of the park or whatever. But for those of you that have no idea what we're talking about, the Animation Academy is, I believe it's a 15-minute class. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's about that.
15 minutes.
Bet.
And you go in and sit down. They give you a pencil and a piece of paper, and they teach you to draw a Disney character.
Normally in the size of a baseball.
Yeah.
That's normally what you'd have to draw first.
Yeah. A lot of times they're like, draw a circle about the size of an orange or a baseball. And Steve, he focuses a lot on that.
I have, as long as I can get my circle somewhat good,
you're set.
I'm good. It helps.
Anyway. It's a real, like, it's a fun class because, you know, you have a wide range of people in there drawing with you. But nine times out of 10, if you just follow along, your character comes out looking recognizable at the very least.
That's true.
It may not be like, oh my gosh, you're ready to be an animator, but they can look at it and go, oh, that's Donald Duck, and I can tell, you know.
Most of the time, for most people.
Most of the time.
Even little girls that go in there usually outdraw me.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's because you're not following directions.
No, theirs are a lot smaller than mine. That's fair. But their hands are smaller, so it makes sense.
Sure.
Right?
Small people make small drawings.
That's it would how make, it goes. Like, if we, in proportion, it just works out the same. But it's funny that, like, you'll look over and, like, a third grader, like, totally, like, won my drawing contest. You're like, oh, sad for me. Anyway.
No, I'm always impressed by everybody's artwork in there. Like, even people that are like, it's not good. It's like, well, it may not be good, but you can always tell who it is.
Yeah.
Which is really fun.
If they take it seriously.
If you take it seriously and pay attention. And don't draw too dark. That's always the thing, too.
Yeah.
But the one in Florida, they would actually draw really complicated characters.
Right.
And so I think it was a little bit more challenging in Florida. Oh,
well, no wonder it closed then.
Yeah. Because, like, I've told the story before, but I went there once by myself. And they were drawing Elsa. And everyone was very excited because everyone was excited to draw Elsa, not realizing how difficult Disney princesses are to draw
in general. Oh, my gosh.
They're like, oh, I'm so excited. And then he put up the picture that we were going to be drawing and everybody's like, oh, and then he just took off because they have no time. So they have to go super fast. And we left and there was a girl crying. Like it was an experience. But,
do you wonder if they, one of the problems is that, in Anaheim, they're able to get the animators maybe, cause I almost feel like they're like interns or something at Disney Studios.
Do you think it's a full-time job? I know someone there that knows someone that works there, and they're there all the time.
You know a guy that knows a guy?
I know a guy that knows a guy.
but they almost feel to me somewhat interny or something. I don't know. But
we've gotten the same one a few times in a row, so I would say that, you know, they're there for at least a good amount of time.
It's a fun job.
And they may just be trained on specific characters, too. They're like, I'm going to teach you to draw specifically.
Okay.
You know,
because they do change out the boards pretty
frequently. The Winnie the Pooh people.
Frequently.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of other things to do inside the building, right?
Well, that's the thing is, like, the only reason that I knew the building was there is because of Art of Animation, and I made it a point to go there all the time, the Drawing Academy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I, of course, noticed that there was Turtle Talk with Crush in the same building.
Right.
But that is.
We've seen that.
So vastly beyond my comfort zone. That I'm like, no, I'm not even pretending that I'm going to do that.
But you know, what is it? Like, you talk to a screen, I think you've told me, right?
So, it's basically a real fancy character meet and greet.
Okay.
You go in, and there's a giant screen that's like a fish tank. And Crush the turtle from Nemo comes swimming in. And he's a live actor, but it's animated. And then he's talking to the people in the room, and they ask questions to him and that kind of stuff.
So it's all a digital screen that you're looking at.
Yeah.
And you think there might be a live actor, and
there is, because he's responding to people's questions and things.
But you don't think he's like in the back room moving in a way that makes that.
No, he's not motion captured, but
it's just audio.
He does control, like, he can control the way the mouth moves.
Oh, and
things like that, an expression, I think.
How fun.
It's been a minute since I've been
told. But it's primarily for kids, I think,
Yeah. So there's that kind of meet and greet thing in there, too.
Like fun.
And I refuse to do that. So
because you're not a kid?
Because I don't like interacting with characters. and as of right now, in California, it's also the location of an Anna Elsa meet and greet.
Yeah, I feel like that's pretty permanent at this point.
Probably, honestly. The downside is that it makes the rest of the building not function quite the same.
Right.
So originally, in the Drawing Academy, you would go up into the Drawing Academy through one set of doors, and then you would leave through the opposite side, and it would take you through like a small display on animation and things. But now they have that whole side blocked off for Anna Elsa.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't go out that way. You have to go out the same way you came in, which means they can't load people the same way. You know?
And it slows down the queue, or it slows down the amount that they're able to get through there.
Right.
Which I think is okay, because it apparently
It's not as popular as it could be. I think it, you know, it depends on the day, but it does mess with the flow of the Drawing Academy specifically.
Right, and it makes that building now feel a lot busier than it is, because now you're pushed out into the middle of the foyer, right? Just waiting inside the digital room. But that digital room is really cool, right?
It's worth going in there just to see the digital room, honestly. It's an experience.
It has probably, I don't know, 30 screens in a circle all the way around you, and it's kind of showing the animation as it's being drawn out, and then it has clips of the scene next to it, so you can kind of see the process,
right?
And you get to enjoy it because it's usually song related.
Yeah,
so
they do like concept art, and then the whole room changes color as things change on the screens, and they do things like Cinderella, then they'll do Frozen, then they'll do Monsters, Inc. Then, you know, it's just constant entertainment, but it's not like bombarding you. It's a calm kind of thing.
Yeah.
I guess is the best way to explain it.
I would happily skip Guardian of the Galaxy and just hang out in that room.
Well, you would, yeah. Because you hate the Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
Give me a coffee drink from across the walkway at Schmoozie's. Go in there, sit and watch the concept art.
Oh, there you go.
Sounds fantastic.
It's definitely much more calm than going on Guardians right? of the Galaxy.
For an old person. For this is exactly person. What an old person does.
I wasn't going to say it, but yes.
But the other really sad part about them having the meet and greet in there now is there used to be a really fun thing that was Ursula's Grotto, right?
It used to be a whole kind of interactive experience in that side of the building that was super fun to walk all the way through.
Right.
They have part of it still there that you can still do. So you go past Anna and Elsa and down a ramp.
Yeah.
And you're in a room that's dedicated specifically to animation to start with. And they give you long strips of paper and you draw a bunch of drawings and then you put them in the spinny things that animate your artwork. I can't remember what they're called.
Me either. I'm not an artist, so I don't know. Oh. We didn't have that in second grade when I was learning how to doodle houses.
Well, the problem is that your house would have to move for it to work in there. So you'd have to animate it like, I don't know, burning up or something. Something dramatic, around.
I'm not an insurance adjuster.
Right. So they give you a strip that you can animate, and then you put it inside one of those circular spinning things with slots, and you can spin it and watch your animation, which is really fun.
Right.
And then from there, you can walk into Beast's Library,
which
is a really fun interactive thing where you sit in front of a book, and it kind of gives you a What Disney Character Are You quiz.
Right, yes.
Which is super fun. You know, it's all touch and stuff like that. What I actually find more fun is that the room changes while you're sitting in there. It starts out kind of dark and dreary.
Oh, I forgot it does that.
And then when the last petal falls off the flower sitting on the mantle, the whole place goes full fantasy, you know, kind of thing.
Which is really good for a room that most people don't even know is there.
Yeah, it's a lot of effort into a room that people don't know. Even,
yeah. That's how great Disney is.
You're not very good at that quiz, though.
I'm awful at it because I keep saying that I'm a girl and that I want to have friends for...
You want to eat nice people for lunch.
Yeah, do you want to have lunch with nice people or eat nice people for lunch?
Somehow you always end up as Ursula. I'm not really sure.
Or the Queen of Hearts, is it? I think it's the Queen of Hearts that I end up being.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you're always Woody, though.
I'm always Woody.
Every single time.
Which makes sense. He's tall, skinny, and kind of...
You got a friend in me.
Over the top.
Makes sense.
Lots of screaming and you are a toy.
But the funny thing about Ursula's Grotto that was down there,
it was after that, right?
Yeah, after that, I think you'd walk past that, and you can still see that it's now an exit door, and that used to continue on down even further. But down in that room, they would have the, you would sing along with her, right?
They had little specific booths. And it was themed after Ursula because she wanted to capture your voice.
Okay, yeah.
And you would pick a scene and they would give you either the music that you're supposed to be singing or the lines that you're supposed to say.
Yeah.
And so they would like leave a blank space for you to speak, and then they would put your voice into the scene.
Yes.
We did a couple singing ones, and we did ones where we did spoken things.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
I sure do, because we was pretty early on, and I was embarrassed to be singing all of these songs in front of you, and didn't know the words, and here we are, and I'm getting all embarrassed, because I love to sing as long as there's not a microphone in my hand. You put a microphone in my hand, and I freak and out.
You sing all the time on the podcast. We can't get you to stop. I'm like, please, will you stop. Not?
we're talking now. We're not singing.
No, but I specifically remember that you did a Jafar line.
Oh,
because you dropped your voice really low. And I was like, gosh, that came out real deep. Patience, Iago.
That sounds fantastic. Patience, Iago.
Not that deep.
That's not very James Earl Jones-esque.
That wasn't James Earl Jones.
No.
That was Mufasa that was James Earl Jones.
I'm so confused. Moving on.
But it was a fun room that, I guess, interferes again with the Anna Elsa meet and greet. They can't move people through there.
Right, I guess. I wonder if they almost need the space for character backstage now.
Yeah.
Because they have so many characters in there, or maybe it's a fire hazard. It could be the only two things. Maybe that's too far of a way to get people back out.
There's not a dedicated exit, so they
because if they allow you still to get all the way to the library before closing you off. But we'd only gone in there one time, you and I together, only once.
Just the once.
And so it's not enough.
Now you would go back and sing into the microphone.
Probably. Sure, I'd probably do it.
Be prepared.
You know, after a few more of those coffee drinks in the morning, I'd be liquored up, ready to go. That's not how that really works, right?
It's not really. I mean, caffeine does weird things to people, I guess.
Truly. But that gift shop in that building, right, that's in there?
It's my favorite one.
Is it your very favorite one?
Yeah, like I said, this is my favorite building.
Mm.
It's called Off the Page, is the gift shop in the building. And it's their fancy art store in that park.
It's pretty nice.
And for those of us that have been in there, we know that Disney art in the parks, for some reason, is insanely expensive.
Oh, right.
Like really, really, really expensive.
Yeah.
And so it's fun to look at. But I am always fascinated and wondering, who is it that's buying these things? Like, who's dropping $2,000 on a painting at Disney? You know what I mean?
Yeah, truly. Not me.
No. And it's not just paintings either. They have, all their figurines, and they have their Christmas ornaments.
I do like the figurines that are in there.
Do you like those?
Those are really cool looking. What are they? It's just out of plastic, though, right?
Some of them are wood. Some of them are ceramic. Some of them are plastic. So you can really find anything in that store as far as that's concerned.
Love them. They're pretty
cool.
It's
also where they sell my fancy keys at California Adventure. Just
saying. Oh, okay. We've never bought a key there, though, have we?
I don't think so.
We always buy it over right off of Mr. Lincoln's something or another. Whatever that is.
Mr. Lincoln something or other.
Is that the official ride name? Attraction.
Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln.
Thank you. That's where I was going.
We usually buy them in Disneyland, but this is the fancy artsy store that has big sliding walls that you can move art around and look at all the fun stuff that they have in there.
And it does feel to be nicer than the ones that we've seen at Epcot, for sure, right?
For some reason, the one at Epcot feels really tight
and old. Like it was fancy in 1984.
We all know how we feel about Epcot. It just feels a little old.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But usually there's a lot more people in the one in Epcot for some reason. So it feels crowded.
We've only gone on busy days. We'll have to see next week when we're down there what it's like.
Spoiler alert, going to Disney World.
Please, no paparazzi.
Don't crowd us. Give us our space.
Just kidding. That's not true. Bring it on.
Yeah. I would be shocked to be walking through a park and have people come and be like, I know you. Be like, no, there's you no don't. Way.
There's a reason we do a podcast, so that nobody knows who we are.
Yeah, we have this. We have beautiful faces for radio.
How dare you?
I speak for myself right only. Here. Sorry.
But they do have the building, apparently, also, or something similar, the Art of Animation, in like Hong Kong and Walt Disney Studios. Where is Walt Disney Studios? Well, is that China? No.
Walt Disney Studios?
Yeah.
Are we talking about Hollywood Studios?
It's called Walt Disney Studios.
Oh, I don't know.
In Toon Studios? Anyway, we'll look it up.
I have no idea. You've done this research without me. I have no
idea. I don't even know where it was, and I just wrote it down.
There but I go. Bet you in Hong Kong, their art classes are over the top, because a lot of people over there draw exceptionally well.
Oh, like, yes.
Anytime we go to the one, even in California, you can always spot the really good artists on their way in. You're like, oh, they know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, it's so impressive. They have, like, their own pencils and things that they bring they with bring them. They bring
their sketchbooks.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Which, honestly, we should do, because we're not there anymore. But we just end up, I end up hoarding the papers, and they're huge. They're, right. like, poster-sized pieces of paper that it's just not logical to try to save all of them, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And you don't even want yours, and I could technically redraw them anywhere. So there's really not a point in taking the giant sheets of paper.
It's still fun, though.
So we probably should have taken a sketchbook in with us and done it that way. But
at Walt Disney Studio or Walt Disney World, they have a whole resort called Art of Animation now, right? They do,
which I stayed at opening weekend, actually.
Oh, really?
I was there opening weekend for Art of Animation.
What?
In Florida. Oh. I had a lanyard.
How do they not have a drawing class there?
Good question. They totally should.
That'd be fun.
Even if you can't go, though, you can usually find people have recorded them and put them on YouTube.
Oh, that's fun.
Which is, you know, it could be a little bit easier, too, because then you can pause it and try to catch up, you know?
I should do that.
It's a super fun thing, I think, especially for people with kids that want to learn to draw.
Right.
If you pull up Art of Animation classes, it gives them a really good sense of a basis for drawing. Because it's not just, here, make it look like this. They actually say, here's your circle construction line. You do a line across here, and this is where your eyes go. You know, like, it's a good foundation. So,
and it also inspired our doodle doors that we, the chalkboards that we did.
Yeah.
Was all inspired by Art of Animation building.
Was it?
Yeah, so that I'd have a place to practice appropriately.
Oh, that's right. We needed something big for you to practice your circles on.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So we painted our doors with chalkboard paint so you could doodle on them.
I still passed it off to you.
And I took over it anyway. It's like, this is going to be a gigantic...
Yeah, it's true.
...cake door. But it's like I always say, if you want to learn to draw and enjoy the whole building, you should have gone before Anna and Elsa got there. Because now they've taken over, and you can't do it all.
Let it go. Let it go.
It's a weird thing that I always say, but I do always say it. So, until next time, follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger Disney point to the exit, and we'll see you then on the Obscure Disney Podcast.